Hello, Joy Chasers. Welcome to my channel. I'm Dr. Joy, and as you know, I am the biggest joy chaser of all. Today's episode is a theme summary. What do I mean by that? Well, what we're doing is doing a recap from the last 4 weeks. So if this is your first time listening to Chasing After Joy, guess what? You have the opportunity to go back and review those four episodes first, and then come and join us right over here for our theme summary. Again, our theme is about courage in the midst of chaos. And we did it, y'all. We got through it. We got through all four episodes, scared and all. If you're still working your way through it, it's okay. I'm rooting for you. If you've been with me for a long time, meaning that you've been a listener on my podcast, you know that at the end of a season or series, I always recap. For my joy chasers over here at YouTube, this will be new for you. But enough said, let's go ahead and recap. The first episode was all about being lost. That in order to stay out of that lost feeling, you need to control your joy. You have more control over your joy than you think. You control your joy, your path, your chase. It is definitely a mindset. And mentally, you have to be ready to be in control of it. Once you do that, you will see some light at the end of that tunnel. Acknowledging who you are is a mind shift. It helps you come out of your lost feeling, just like controlling your joy. Acknowledging who you are is something that, when I say it is a mind shift and it is a mindset, it really is. I go by that saying that you probably heard me say on my podcast before, and even on this channel. And I always say, love who you are, and let no one take your joy away. So when you acknowledge who you are, when you know who you are, and let no one get involved in that, even in your inner thoughts, then that will help you stay out of your lost feeling. And then the third tip I want to leave with you tonight is declutter your environment. When I say declutter your environment, don't focus on your flaws. When you focus on your flaws, all you bring into your life is negativity. The second episode was choices. You got to make some choices.
Oh my. I think I am getting a little scared. Goodness, we make choices. Our choices can be hard, and sometimes our choices can be easy, but we have to make them. And the thing about making those choices is, once you make the choice, you need to stick with it, because sometimes it's no out. Just like what happened with me, it was no out. I couldn't turn back. Once I made that choice, that was it.
Number three episode, it was about follow your own path.
Follow the yellow brick road. Go this way, and that way will get you the perfect life you've dreamed of. Who said that? Follow the yellow brick road. Who said that? You know who, everyone but you.
When you're following your own path, what should you do? One, you should listen to your God thing. Two, you should trust the decisions you've made and run with it. And three, never compromise your personal happiness for no one, because you're strong as fuck. As for me and my well-being, I'm finally following my own path and chasing my own joy. It was scary, but I'm not a scaredy cat anymore. I have ventured off of that yellow brick road, and guess what? Has not been all bad. It didn't change anything for me in a negative way. It just made me know that chasing after joy is real. It never ends. It just makes you live your truth, and it continues to make you love who you are and let no one take your joy away. So, and number four, it was me and a therapist going through your mental health.
That it is a big need for therapy. And sometimes, you know, when you talk to other people about therapy, it's like a taboo, like, oh no, I can't do it. But I'm so glad that I have you on today, because I want everyone to know it's not a taboo. It's something that is actually needed, and we want people to embrace it, because that's what it's all about, getting the therapy you need in order to live your best life.
Once you revisit those, I can guarantee that you will be on your chase after joy. So to conclude this episode, I want to leave you with some inspiration and a courage in the midst of chaos playlist. I love music. I hope you enjoy the playlist.
Courage in the midst of chaos, end of series inspiration to chasing after joy and following your own path. Do you remember the episodes? Episode 1, Loss. Episode 2, Choices. Episode 3, Follow Your Own Path. And Episode 4, Mental Health. The inspirational song playing today is Sunday Best by Surfaces. Inspirational quotes throughout the song will be by me. The first one is love who you are and let no one take your joy away. If you ever feel lost, just know that no one is exempt from being in this state. It's just how you handle it that matters. We all feel lost at some point in life, but you got this. Be encouraged and move past the things you cannot change. It's okay. Because it's okay. And I know you feel good.
When in dark, I walk around the neighborhood. Feeling blessed.
Be blessed.
Never stress.
Don't stress. Change your mindset from negative to positive and develop your plan of action.
Nothing works, you feel surrounded. Gotta give your feet some gravity to get you grounded. Keep good things inside your ears just like the waves and sound it. And just say whatever.
Be brave, because the yellow brick road is not for you. Follow your own path.
You just gotta know it'll all be fine. It's okay.
It is okay.
It's okay. It's okay.
It's okay to elevate yourself and conquer your chase. It's your time, authentically you.
Feeling blessed, never stressed. Got that sunshine on my Sunday best.
This is Dr. Joy's playlist. As you go throughout your day, your week, your month, I have three songs associated with the episodes. I'll Be There by Jess Glynn, associated with being lost. Perfect to Me by Anne Marie, associated with choices. And Sunday Best by Surfaces, associated with follow your own path and mental health therapy.
Well, Joy Chasers, thank you for joining the journey of chasing after joy. This is just the beginning of the chase, so don't keep this info to yourself. Tell others to join the chase with us. Have any theme ideas you want me to speak on? Leave them in the comments below, and I will be happy to explore. Don't worry, I will be back with the next series soon. Until next time, keep chasing after joy and following your own path. Peace.